Hi Ruth, my name is Reese, I'm your nurse.
Hello.
Would you like a cup of coffee or tea?
Yeah, I'd like black coffee.
This woman may sound healthy, but she is coming to the end of her life. 3 months ago, Ruth Ballin was told her lung cancer was terminal. At St. Joseph's Hospice in London, Ruth told me why giving the gift of sight means so much.
I'm 78, I've had a good life. I haven't got a family. It's the lowest thing I can do. I mean, I've always been involved in service industries or something like teaching. I'm making the best use I can of the bits and pieces I've got left, and that's fine.
Right, Dexter, are you going to do this?
Yeah.
Right, you're going to tap it.
Cornea donation gave huge comfort to this family from Teesside. 3 years ago, Ella Merthyr's mum, Tish, died suddenly after having a brain aneurysm. Ella consented for her mother's eyes to be donated. I've joined the family at South Shields Beach, where Tish grew up and where her ashes were scattered.
When I got the letter telling me that my mum had saved four people's eyesight, it was just the most amazing feeling. It totally helped with the grieving process because I wasn't just thinking about death, it was like a new beginning as well. And my mum had beautiful eyes. It's hard to put into words just what a lovely thought that my mum's eyes just hadn't gone to waste.
At the moment, there are not enough cornea donors like Tish, so the need for new treatments is vital. A British eye surgeon is to carry out the UK's first transplant using an artificial cornea next year. Dolores Conroy, the director of the eye research charity Fight for Sight, told me more about this operation.
The artificial cornea itself is just made up of collagen, which is a large component of the cornea. And they transplant that and the cells and the nerves in the eye grow over it and repair the cornea. If it works, it will really replace the need for corneal transplants. But we actually don't know at the moment how successful the artificial corneas are going to be.
For now, donor corneas are the only solution to serious cornea eye conditions. Back in the hospice, Ruth told me why cornea donation is one of her dying wishes.
I asked for a kind of thing of what to expect, and they said about 3 months. And it's just about coming up to the 3 months now. Everybody thinks that this is the end of your life and there's nothing you can do. Now, when I discovered that I could donate my corneas, I was really pleased because to give somebody either sight or life, that's a lovely thing to be able to do.